Hey, what's going on, my friends? This is Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. It's another great day. It's another great day to be involved in entrepreneurship, online marketing. My energy, as usual, is on another level. So please excuse me. Hopefully by the end of the show, we can get you excited and going to whether it's your morning, afternoon, or evening. We've got a guest, okay? And as you can see from the title of this show, he finally went full-time in his online affiliate marketing business. So we're going to dig into how he did that. We're going to talk about, you know, how, you know, what that's looked like, what's that journey has looked like for him. We're appreciative of yet another one of our students, our affiliates, our community members, another up and coming legendary marketer being willing to come on and share his experience with us. With that being said, Frank Andrews, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's up, Dave? Thanks for having me.
Dude, it is our pleasure. I'm thrilled that you're on. Where are you living or calling in from?
I'm right outside of Columbus, Ohio, a little town called Heath.
Okay, man. Okay. Well, awesome. Awesome. Ohio is not a state that I've been into many times. If I ever get up that way, I'll hit you up and you can show me around. Okay.
Sounds good, man. You're not missing a lot.
Right. Yeah. No doubt, man. No doubt. All right, guys. So let's get this show shared. Let's drop some comments. Let's show Frank some love. He's about to. The one thing he just literally jumped on before we went live, as did I, and he said, hey, I'm here to help however I can. So Frank, once again, man, thanks for coming on. Tell us a little bit about, like, your history, man. Give us you know, your life and what led you up to affiliate marketing in a snapshot, if you can.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I'd always been kind of entrepreneurial. I've always started businesses and things like that. And I, you know, a lot of different lawn services, all kinds of little businesses. But then, you know, I kind of had a period of time where I got into drugs and, you know, fell in with the wrong people and all of that. And so that ended up leading me to ended up doing some time in prison. And then in that time, like, I really went on a personal development kind of journey, you know, like I spent the whole few years reading and just nice. Studying, you know, and somehow that led me to, you know, online marketing. I wanted, you know, I really thought that I'd figured out some key mindset things and I just wanted to share, you know, I just wanted to help people like me who didn't really have, good role models coming up and things like that. So I just really thought it was a great idea to combine the education and the online thing. So that's what led me into online marketing. And then I ended up getting involved in some companies, you know, and network marketing, got involved in all of that. And that just really wasn't for me. I mean, you know, I've built some big teams. I was fairly decent at it, but I just didn't really enjoy it, you know. And so, you know, it's just been a journey. Like, I've been online for about 7 years now, and you know, I really struggled for the first 4 years, and then thankfully the last 3 years I've been able to do this full time. But I was able to do it full time because I'd cut my lifestyle down to almost nothing, you know, all the bills down and all that, but it allowed me to do it full time. But you know, I was just scraping by. I was doing it full time, but I was just barely scraping by. And then, you know, once I got introduced to Legendary and the whole high ticket model, you know, it's really it's gave me a lot of breathing room, you know, like I can do the extra things. Like, we're literally getting a new apartment Friday, and, you know, just having, I really feel like it's, instead of just scraping by, I'm actually making forward progress, you know. It really moves the needle, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, when you say high ticket, I mean, just so everybody understands, what high ticket is, one of those buzzwords. And I mean, we use it in some of our marketing because because people have heard it before, because it's a familiar phrase. But I mean, really is all it is, guys, is it's just selling products where there's enough of a profit margin that you can actually pay for advertising, and you can actually have enough money. You can have more money than you know, coming back in, ideally, than you have going out. And with the majority of business models out there, whether it's network marketing, you're selling lotions, potions, pills, whether it's e-commerce or whatever, or even whether it's a service-based business, Frank, you know what I mean? Like maybe I'm running somebody's advertising. You know, a lot of times people spend so much time with clients that if they actually average out their hours, they made $2 an hour, you know?
So, right, yeah.
So that's why I've been involved in digital products, why I've been involved in coaching, essentially education and information packaged, whether I'm selling somebody else's or my own, because I can price, I can, if I value that information and if the person I'm selling it to values it enough, then I can charge what it's worth. If it's valuable, good stuff, I can charge what it's worth. I don't have to be insane. I don't have to get people mortgaging their house, but I don't have to give it away either, right? And so, you know, just, yeah, what's coming up for you as I say that?
Well, and it's not just the high ticket. Like you said, that's kind of a buzzword, but really it's more about having a full value ladder. I think that's the more important thing, you know?
Yes.
You know.
Multiple things, right? I mean, and you think about the way that we do business and the way that it's a common sense approach is when you go into a restaurant, you're going to start out with an appetizer or a drink, and you're going to work your way up to then finally, if you like the ambiance, if you like, you know, first you walk into a restaurant, you're deciding at first whether you even want to stay there, especially if you're going to have a date night out. If you come in and it's people are coming up, spitting on you, you know, yelling at you, are you going to stay? No. You know, so you get worked up to order in the T-bone steak or the dessert or whatever. And we do the same thing online. And so what attracted you to our community? I mean, there's so many different things that you, and I'm not looking for a pat on the back here. I'm just looking for honesty. I mean, there's so many different things. If you've been online for 7 years, why did you choose to get involved with us?
Well, the first company that I got involved with was a company called Empower back in the day. And, you know, so, and then I kind of lost track of you there for a while. Dave Wood has been like my favorite guru ever, you know, just because he really is into like, you know, communication, NLP, and things like that, and how he did his presentations. You know, I really got into that. Like, I still watch his old school sales presentations. You know, and I didn't really know at that time. I didn't really know that you were involved in that, and then I later found that out. And it, like, I just happened to run into you. Like, I've seen Legendary for a couple years at least here and there. And I just honestly didn't give it an honest chance, you know, because everybody was pitching me on it and I was kind of set in what I was doing. But then once I actually took a look at it and saw everything that you all had to offer, and, you know, the reason that I promote Legendary Marketer, in all honesty, I mean, the high ticket stuff is great, all of that. But really, it's because I believe that it's the program that can actually really help people transition from, you know, working a job to figuring out this whole online thing, mm-hmm. and doing it, you know, in the shortest amount of time. You know, I mean, the 15-day challenge, like, you can get a lot just out of the $7 15-day challenge. And then, you know, as far as somebody wants to take it, you know, Legendary will be there and help them through the entire process.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really see any other companies doing that. I mean, most companies will give you like a little piece, like how do you get leads, or, you know, just a little piece of the puzzle, where Legendary kind of, to me, I think they have it all. And for someone that's just getting started and really wants to avoid all of the pitfalls, you know, Legendary is the best program, you know.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Awesome. So talk us through, like, I love what you said, man, about, you know, lowering your living expenses and stuff. I think that's worthy of just maybe pulling a little bit more of your perspective and how you did that out of you before we talk about, you know, anything else. I think a lot of people, they going full time, you know, actually quitting their job, going full time, they're comparing, you know, what they are making in their online business or even what they want to make, they're comparing it to their current bills, their current living situation. And I think the majority of people, from what I've seen, even myself, I think the majority of people are living above their means. I think people are, I mean, whether it's like subscription payments we're not using anymore, whether it's living in a house that we shouldn't be living in or driving a car that's not particularly necessary. I mean, look at this pandemic, Frank. All the stuff that I thought was important, and I'm just talking about me, nice car, whatever. Like, I don't, none of that stuff matters right now, dude. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
None of it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it shifted my perspective a lot. I'm stuck with a couple of bills that I wish I didn't have in terms of just car, and I would lower my living expenses even more. So talk us through a little bit about how you've gone through the process of lowering living expenses, or what your mentality of being willing to sacrifice certain things so you could have this freedom that you have.
Right. Well, you know, first of all, you know, I am basically at heart just an old country boy from Tennessee. You know, I grew up in Tennessee. So I'm kind of simple anyways. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I just see people, and it's really true. Like, the more stuff that you have, it's like dragging around a ball and chain. You know, it's like it just weighs you down. And on top of that, for me, like, having, you know, just not having a lot of clutter and just a lot of stuff in general is easier on my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of person, like, if my room is messy, I can't think straight, you know, like my whole mind's messed up, you know? So it's just, it's partly it's just my nature, you know? Yeah. And then the other part is, you know, I was not going to work for someone else. You know what I mean? Like, I was done with that. And so I had to figure this online thing out in my mind. And I mean, I was just going to do it no matter what it took. I mean, you know, it's just 100%. I was doing online marketing in a homeless shelter, you know, at some points in time. You know, I just was not going to work for someone else anymore. You know, I just,
that should have been the headline, dude. I mean, that is, I love that. Your honesty from the get today has been awesome, refreshing. I love it. I can relate to it because I like to tell it how it is too, and just be real about where I've been and what I've done. So take us through that moment. I mean, give us a little bit more context. I mean, you've been down and out, you've been up and down, you've been in a homeless shelter, and you didn't throw in the towel. I mean, most people have a hard enough time, you know, getting to this point in their mind to where they're like, well, I'm not worthy thing. Nobody's going to listen to me. Why make a video? Why do that? Why put forth the work? Like, what I have to say, or I don't know anything. Like, how did you push through the mentality to know that you still had value, that you have potential regardless of your surroundings or where you're like at in that moment in life?
You know, I'm just special, I guess, you know, because it didn't make any sense. But I really felt like I learned a lot, and that I did feel like that I had a lot to offer, you know, because the reason I felt like I had a lot to offer is because I changed my life. You know what I mean? I'd been when I started online marketing, I'd been a full blown drug addict for 10 years, you know, I mean, hardcore. You know, and then end up going to prison and all that, and putting all that work in. And, you know, I studied the right things, you know, from the jump. I studied, you know, communication, neuro-linguistic programming, conversational hypnosis. That really helped in and of itself. And just,
you look at just the things that you've, and I love this because you looked at just regardless of your surroundings, regardless of the number that was in your bank account or even what roof was over your head, you're looking at in this moment, like the homeless shelter moment for a second, for example, when you're still doing online marketing, you're instead of focusing on the here and now, like, or the physical walls and roof that's you're looking at everything you've overcome. You're looking at you're looking at how you've developed as a person, and you're saying, I got value. Like I can help.
Yeah.
Right. I love that.
Oh, definitely. Well, and not just, you know, and in a selfish way as well, you know, because I really believe 100% that, you know, the old saying, you know, you can get everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want in life. And I think that's true. I don't think there's a way around that. You know what I mean? Like, you have to actually really help people to make money in the long term. You know, you can get by and sell cheap products or gimmicks or whatnot and make a little bit of money real quick. But I mean, if you want to, you know, play the long game and have a future, you're going to have to actually really help people. And if you want to accumulate a lot of wealth and, you know, you just have to help a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I love, why is it that us like ex drug addict, like prison jail dudes are like, so I just feel like we have, I look at you and I just think like, this is a dude that I trust. I would want to hang around. And it's so weird because some of the people who preach and claim to be the holiest of people, the most perfect people, are the ones who have screwed me over. I know in the past, you know what I mean? It's just a weird thing. Like, I always trust a man when he's like, yeah, here's my shit. Like, here's my skeletons. You know, and I think that also plays to our advantage in marketing nowadays in 2020. Like, I would assume that you're not just coming on here being who you are right now and that you're somebody totally different in your marketing. I would assume, right? I mean, this is me all day. Yeah.
This is me all day, you know. And that's one thing, too. When you're yourself, you know, you're going to attract the right people. Right. You know, if you go out there and try and be the guru that you see and you try and copy them exactly and what they're doing, you're not going to attract the people that you can truly help. Sure. You're just going to attract the people that guru that you're acting like that they can help. You know,
it's not going to stick. Yeah, for sure. Like, right. I did that in my first couple, and they're not going to buy from you. They might watch you a little bit, but they're going to be like, their BS detector is going to get activated. They're going to be like, yo,
there's no congruency. You know, that's one of the biggest thing in sales and marketing is like people have to buy into you 100%. And if you're trying to act like guru Bob over here, you know, even if you're really good at it, like their unconscious is going to pick that up and, you know, it's going to be hard going.
Yeah. A lot of love for you in the comments, guys. Let's show Frank some love. Like, this is a powerful conversation. Get this shared out with people. I mean, spread this around. This is stuff that people need to hear and probably want to hear. So, absolutely. Dude, tell me, man. I mean, like, you've been in the game for 7 years. What are you doing now? Like, how has your marketing strategy evolved? I know that you had wrote down and emailed to us that you were doing a bit of YouTube and Facebook and like TikTok and stuff like that. So how is your marketing strategy? Can you give us that snapshot, like what you've done over the past 7 years and like what you're doing now and why you're doing that, what you're doing now?
Yeah. So, you know, basically I've done everything. I mean, you know, I have a podcast, a YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all of that, you know, and there for a long time, I was really trying to, do everything evenly on every platform, you know. But lately, I mean, really the things that have been working best for me are TikTok. TikTok is, you know, exploding for me. and then Facebook, you know, just the old direct message is what's, and I think everything else, you know, having a YouTube channel and sending people to YouTube videos and content and things like that helps, you know, all of that helps. But I think what's driving the most results right now, and it, you know, like if I was going to give advice to somebody starting out, you know, to market something, I would say make 3 TikToks a day and message, you know, at least 20 people on Facebook every day and start a conversation and see if they'd be interested in checking out what you got.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Something just so simple, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's it.
And so the TikTok thing makes sense, right? And why somebody would want, I mean, TikTok right now is like YouTube on crack, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just in terms of the virality of it and all that. But like, I think that makes sense to people. You know, we've got a lot of TikTok marketers in our community. I mean, anybody in affiliate marketing right now is taking advantage of that. We've got Frank's TikTok handle up there on the screen right now, so you can check out what he's doing. But why the 20 messages? And I'm asking you because I want you to explain this to me and the viewers as if we are just we don't know the value in that. Why the personal conversation? Why the engagement? Why would I want to do that, Frank? That's not automated. That's not leveraged. Why would I want to do that?
Well, first of all, because that's what works the best. I mean, you know, like you can create content. Creating content is good. I think if you're a marketer, you should create content every day. But it's kind of like blogging. You know, if you start blogging, it's going to take 6 months or a year or whatever, you know. But if you want results right now, if you want to get results right now, you can message somebody right now and sign them up into your business, you know. And then not only that, but just forming that network and getting to know people a little bit. And it's easier, I mean, just honestly, you know, it's easier to sell somebody on what you have if you know their needs or their wants, their, you know, what's most important to them. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that if you're just creating, you know, a TikTok or YouTube. You're talking to everybody, you know. Yeah. That's always been what's got me the most results. I mean, I've done, you know, I've got 200 videos on YouTube. You know, I've been posting on social media for years, but what's drove the most results is direct messages on Facebook, and it's specifically Facebook too, because I've done the same thing on Instagram and what all of those things, and just Facebook seems for me to drive the most results, you know?
Well, the interesting thing, if we actually also look at, because there's two things at play here. There's first of all, what do I say? But then there's also understanding how Facebook works. Okay. And so let's talk about how Facebook works here for a second. If I am engaged in a conversation with you on Facebook, Facebook is going to show me your content over everybody else's. Yep. That's how the algorithm works. The algorithm works because it wants to show you the content that's most relevant to you. If you've never engaged, look, y'all probably got a couple hundred, couple thousand, whatever, friends on Facebook or followers or whatever. And if you've never engaged with somebody's post, you've never even liked it, commented, they've never engaged with you, Facebook's, you know, you've only got so much timeline space. They're not going to show you that person's content. But if you're interacting with that person specifically via private message, then all of a sudden you may not even have to sell something. And that would be how I would approach that and how I have in the past is planting seeds by making connections. Now, all of a sudden, if I post something that is an offer or something that is an invitation to reach out about something, I know that anybody that I've interacted with in Messenger is going to see that first. Frank, yeah. Correct? Anything to
Absolutely. Add?
Am I spot on with that there in terms of the strategy, the algorithm playing Facebook like a fiddle in a sense?
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely right. And I thought of that as that right as you had started talking. I was like, that's the other reason, because it does, it starts showing your content to those people. And it kind of, if you're on Facebook and you just let it go, you're only going to see like the same 10 or 20 people's posts over and over again. And as you message people, not only are you making connections, inevitably making sales, but you're also rotating, so more people see your posts and whatnot.
Yeah.
So definitely. And I hate Facebook. Let me just say that I hate Facebook with a passion, but that's where my most engaged audience is. That's where people pay attention to me. So I got to go there,
It's funny. It's funny, dude. I mean, I do too. I've got a love-hate relationship with social media. I mean, we're streaming right now on Facebook. You know what I mean? And I try to set limits on my phone and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I unfollow people who are just toxic, and I try to keep what goes into my head, my eyes and ears as clean as possible, try not to just endlessly scroll. But I mean, if it's either playing offense or defense, you know what I mean? Like you are every day playing offense or defense. You are either waking up and responding to somebody else's agenda, or you are waking up and you are getting other people to respond to your agenda. I mean, that's what marketing is, right? Marketing is you have an
That's
agenda.
life.
It's life, baby. It's life. Let's not mince words. Let's not bullshit people today. I mean, come on, can I get an amen in the comments? Let's just call it what it is. And so why is leadership, why is taking action such a powerful thing? Because most people don't have an agenda. And having an agenda, guys, doesn't have to be negative. We don't have to associate what, I mean, look at all these people, Frank, myself included, that if somebody didn't have an agenda, because when my life didn't have an agenda, I wouldn't even be talking to you here today. Somebody had a powerful, positive agenda and they went out onto social media or whatever. It happened for me back. I got involved, Frank, from a network marketer who just, it was a guy that I did work and we were doing some other, we were remodeling a bathroom on his street, and he came home on his lunch break every day and just pounded us about this opportunity, and I took the money from that job and got involved, and then the company shut down, and I was like, but there's something to this entrepreneur thing. There's something to this working for myself thing. And that's when I got online, and those are back in the MySpace days. Me too, back 2009. I'm messing around on an old big one of them big old computers, more viruses on it than you than coronavirus, and I'm trying to understand what a lead capture page is. I'm seeing other people marketing online. I'm getting involved in other people's agendas, and then all of a sudden now I start to figure this stuff out. It took me a couple of years too, now we're here, and it's just it turns into a career. Did you ever think that online marketing would be a like a career, that you would actually be able to, call this, it's a source of income, a career, your like a job, whatever,
Yeah, I mean, I always knew it was possible, but it there for a long time it didn't. I mean, it must have seemed real because I kept going with no results for a long time, but I didn't. Well, that's probably why I had no results then, is because I didn't truly believe. I wanted to believe, but I didn't. Maybe at the core of my being, believe that it could work. And the thing is, nowadays it's so much easier, even from 5 years ago. It's so much easier for someone to get started now, especially with programs like Legendary. Like, it's so easy to get started if you just will invest in yourself just a little bit,
For sure it is. And I don't like, I hate to sound like that guy who's like, back in my day it was so, but it's like, it is. We got software and automation and traffic strategy overload, Frank. There's too many options, man. That's our
Absolutely.
problem with teaching, is like there it like here's the truth. I want to just blast some truth. You can succeed with any strategy. You can succeed with just YouTube. You can succeed with just hitting people up on Messenger every day. You can succeed just posting TikTok. The strategy is so much less important than your tenacity, your consistency, and your ability to have discipline over distractions. Let me say that again. Your ability to have discipline about your daily method of operation. Why do you guys think that I come on and this is a scheduled show? Because if it wasn't scheduled, I'd find a reason not to do it. I'd find a reason not to go live. And this is our as a company content strategy. This I started doing this, Frank. We had this wake up show for as long as we've been around, but different people on our team did it. And when the pandemic started, I said, I'm going to go live every day because I want people to see me, to hear me, to know that we can and you can get through this no matter what is going on. Recession, pandemic, doesn't matter. And I've done this now every day, minus days that Matt has filled in. Our CMO, Matt, has taken over the show. But every day for now 6 or so months, and I plan to continue to do it. But that discipline, that commitment to discipline, you know what I mean, over distraction, is what creates momentum. And there's so many people, Frank, who say, well, yeah, I mean, during this pandemic, I was looking around and y'all were going live and letting us know that y'all were here to stay and not going anywhere. And it just gave me more confidence to learn, to invest, to promote, all these kind of things. So it's like, my point is to bring that in for a landing is that it doesn't matter what the strategy is. I mean, you got to find a strategy that fits for you, but you just got to do the damn strategy. What would you add to that?
I would add, you know, like I tell people all the time, you can make millions of dollars selling rubber bands if you get up and do it every single day. You know, like you're saying, it doesn't matter what the strategy is or what, but you got to get up and you got to do it every day. Even if, you know, you're at a working a full-time job, you know, and you can only mark out an hour or 2 hours to work your business. Like, you need to do it every day if you want to be successful. And, you know, people will give you all kinds of excuses, but, you know, like, I don't feel sorry for anybody. Like, you, if you want to be successful, you got to put in work every single day, you know, and there is no excuses. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I was marketing from a homeless shelter 7 years ago, you know, like
that should be, dude, that is your story. That is such a, I love that, man.
Well, right. And if I can do that, and I'm just an old country boy from Tennessee, I'm not like computer tech smart, you know, but you just get up and you do it every day. And if you do that, you will succeed. You know, I mean, you just will. There's no way around it. It can't not work, you know?
And you didn't become a commuter. You say, oh, I'm just an old country boy, but you've educated yourself around communication. Me too. When I first came online and I first started doing videos and stuff, I was a bumbling idiot. I still can be some days, but you learn, man. You practiced.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I'm still not the best communicator, but I'm like way better than I was because I've been focusing on it and working on it every day for the last 5 years. So, you know, and I'm still not, you know, everybody has room for improvement. I mean, we're all trying to, you know, hopefully we're all trying to, you know, reach our full potential, you know, and so that's what it's really about for me, just, you know, reaching my potential and doing my part. You know, I'm not the best teacher in the world, but doing my part, even if it's just introducing people into like the best, you know, like the best program.
Yeah.
But yeah, I forgot what I was saying. But
well, I mean, what you said there reminded me of the learn, do, teach. And I broke out this. I'll actually share my, I've still got it sitting here from a coaching call the other day. I'm going to bring it up as I'm explaining it. And I'd like to get your perspective. Can you see that very simple slide that says learn, do, teach?
Yep.
I was sharing this with our private client coaching group the other day. We have calls, and I was talking about this idea of learning, doing, teaching. And the reason why I position them the way that I position them on this screen is because they represent sort of where your income can reach to as you move from one category to the next. And when we first come in, we're all learning, and there's no money that's paid out for learning. I mean, you pay money to learn, right? If you want the right information and you want it in an organized way, then you can make money from doing, like you move up a little bit from doing, you know. But then if you come in, of course, as you're doing, remember, you're still learning. So as we move from one category to the next, our income gets bumped up a little bit. But we're also still doing those pieces below us. We're always learning. So now we're doing, and there's many doers. There's many people who are behind the scenes. They're doers. They're always learning and doing. But then there's that next rung of the ladder, and this sort of reminds us of the value ladder a little bit too, right? The higher we move up, the more we make. Well, now we move into that teaching. Now, remember, we're still doing and learning, but we're also now teaching. And teaching is simply, you know, education-based selling. We're whatever it is that we're marketing, we're doing it in a way that's of value to other people. We're not just pitching, right? We're teaching. We're becoming teachers. And the beautiful thing is there's no qualifications that are needed. You don't need a degree to become a teacher. We don't even call ourselves teachers. I don't walk around calling myself a teacher. That'd be awkward. But what I'm doing is I'm teaching. And I'm teaching because if we go back down to that bottom, that first category, people want to learn, right? And that's where that each one teach one comes in. The beautiful part about online marketing and being in businesses in general is that we actually, you know, the more we are of value and the more we can provide value and education to clients, to consumers, the more we can earn. So how talk to me a little bit about what comes up for you, Frank, when you hear what I just said and you look at this. How has this manifested in your business? How have you moved through this sort of process to becoming, because if you're making money, it's because you're adding value. It's because you're either teaching directly or the marketing that you're producing is of value. I simply call it education-based selling. How is this manifested in your marketing and in your business? And how did you kind of come to realize that, okay, this is the path to actual money, to profits?
Well, it's definitely the path to profits. For me, it's a little different because, like, most of the people that follow me are marketers, you know, like that's the kind of the crowd that I've formed. So it's kind of weird because, you know, like trying to teach that market, like they could learn from me just by watching me, even if it's doing a sales pitch or something, you know, but so it's a little different in that respect. But yeah, that's definitely the model. I mean, you know, if you people always tell me, you know, I tell them they need to create content every day. You know, if you're going to be a marketer, you should probably create content every day. And they always, the biggest thing is they can't come up with content ideas. But, you know, if you're learning every day, which you should be doing, you know, you're not going to have any trouble coming up with the content ideas for a 15-second TikTok or a Facebook post. You know, if you read two or three chapters of a book in the morning, you know, you're probably going to get a couple inspirations that you can use for content throughout the day. But yeah, definitely. And like, that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, you know, the quote that I was telling you about, you know, you can have anything you want in life if you help enough people. And the best way to help people is, you know, by teaching them. Yeah. And in online marketing, the thing is nobody's an expert in online marketing. The internet is evolving so fast.
Right.
Like you have to constantly be learning to even survive as an online marketer, right?
Right.
So you should always be learning. And if you're always learning, you shouldn't have any problem teaching, whether it's in video, blog, Facebook post, or whatever.
Yeah. Awesome, bro. Listen, man, I know you've inspired a lot of people, because a lot of people have chimed in the comments, and I'm sure many more are just, you know, not everybody drops a comment, but, but let's give, you know, guys, Frank, a standing virtual ovation in the comments. I thank you for coming on and spending some time with us this morning. And you know, let us know if there's anything that we can do for you, man. I'd like to have you back on the show and continue to dig into your story and your mindset, because it's clearly something that a lot of people can learn from. So, once again, man, thanks for coming on. I'll let you get back to your day, and stay legendary, brother.
All right, appreciate you having me. Thanks, man.
All right, Frank. See you, buddy. All right, guys. Well, that's it. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Wake up legendary, 10 a.m. Eastern time. We got the ovation going, the virtual hand clap in the comments. Awesome, guys. You know, these folks are coming on every day, just you know, spending their own time with us. I mean, it's just, my hope is that each one of you guys are able to come on one day, and we get to talk to you and interview you, and you know, and sort of, it becomes this sort of spirit of rotation, to where, and I think it's just so cool. I mean, it's one of the things that I'm most proud of here, is that every single day we can pull somebody else from the community on to just share some practical value. You know, and I've never seen a community that can do that. We could have multiple guests per day, you know, so just keep tuning in. You wonder what personal development is. You wonder how to develop as a person. Well, listen to this every morning for the next year, and you will be a different person in 12 months. You'll be a different person in 30 days. Go through our training. Get, you know, if we haven't convinced you that we're the top of the class in terms of online education and online marketing platforms, go look around. Go out there. Go see what else is out there. And I promise you, you'll likely be back, because I've been in the game for 9-10 years. Nobody's doing this. Nobody's pulling. They don't want you to know. They don't have any student testimonials. They don't have any success stories. I mean, most people are out there selling snake oil, right? So get in, commit today. Now is the time. It's the reason. This is the reason you're in the right place. It's about you. Just as our guest today said, doesn't matter, homeless shelter, working out of your car, office, apartment, it doesn't matter. Commit, realize that you have everything inside of you already. Sure, we can guide you. We can provide you with training. That's what we do, right? That's what we do. We may not be the best educators and teachers, but we're good at it. We can instruct you. We can clarify the path for you. And it's going to be up to you is whether you want to use and develop discipline over distractions. Remember, it's not how much you want it. It's how much you're willing to work for it. So re-listen to this if you need to today. I want you to remember, it doesn't matter about your circumstances. They don't matter. Your circumstances don't matter. Today we proved that, right? Frank working out of a homeless shelter at one time in his business. Your circumstances don't matter. If you're anywhere in the world with a computer and an internet connection, there's hope. There's opportunity. And we can show you how to forge that path, to blaze that trail, maybe as the first person in your family who's ever done it. I know for me, I am, right? And I plan to pass this information and knowledge on to my children and to build a good life for myself and my family, something better than what I had, right? So we can help you to do that, but you have to drop to lose, like Frank said today, the excuses. You got to drop them. today's gotta be the day you stop talking yourself out of your own prosperity, of your own success. Want to know why? Because you deserve better from yourself. Forget what other people think that you deserve. They don't matter right now. What matters is what you believe you deserve. And until you believe that you deserve it, nobody else is going to treat you as if you are worthy of it. It's just not. Other people don't all of a sudden start treating you as if the worthy being that you are, and then all of a sudden you wake up and say, yeah, I am worthy. No, you demand that attention, that respect. You're the one who sets the precedent for your own life, how people treat you in the life. Here's an interesting thought. Everybody has exactly what they deserve in terms of our finances. Now, I'm not talking about culturally and socially, right? I'm a social justice warrior. Don't get me started there, right? I'm talking about in terms of our financial prosperity and in terms of the situation that we're in, we're there because of our choices. And the only way that we can get out is by our choices. So you have to make better choices. And it starts with losing the excuses and getting started right now and making a commitment. I'm going to do this for the next 12 months. I'm not going to get distracted. I'm going to get off the guru train. I'm going to unsubscribe from the email list. Hell, I'll get a new email address if I have to. I'll get a new Facebook thing if I have to. Right? I'm going to get rid of all this old clutter, this shit that's weighing me down. And I am going to focus and I'm going to have discipline over distractions. You do that, we'll go places that you've never gone before. And we'll be there to support you every step of the way. I'll see you back here tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Wake up legendary. Peace.